Putin causing a little bit of controversy, talking about how he demands that his new girlfriend give him a full list, first and last name, of all of her past lovers.
It has nothing to do with insecurity, but this is where I want women to understand. If she had been with somebody that was close to me, I would have had to respectfully, I'm not there yet. I can't.
Not that grown yet.
I can't carry that weight yet.
Right.
You cool, you're beautiful, but baby, that's my teammate.
Right. Baby,
we see each other too much. We in the same room.
If anything, he's sounding better and better the more he talks because he's going by bro code. Like, or, you know, like if you hooked up with my friend, I'm not interested.
And also, if they're your friend, how do you not know? If they've been together.
Some guys are shady.
But you would.
Like, I mean, well,
and don't you think also maybe, the dude.
But there's some friend groups that are super incestuous.
Sure.
I think a lot of them are.
I agree
with
that.
Because that's who you hang out with.
But yeah. Don't you think that the guy also probably owes it to
he
him
does.
To say, hey, man, just FYI.
If it's someone you hang out with a lot, you should know.
Mm-hmm.
You should. But then if somebody like Cam Newton, who probably knows so many people, maybe it's harder. I don't know.
Yeah.
Booms. And even though he a good dude, my ego is going to be, yeah. And that's the man's superpower, if given the right way. See, that's the thing. People always say, oh, he's narcissist because he got an ego. No. Baby, a man's ego can make a relationship.
Yes.
Or break a relationship.
You are absolutely correct.
So that thing that makes me great, that protection, that bravado, when I walk around with my chest high and I know my woman is next to me and I know that she's giving me the respect to say, hey, baby, I'm coming to you pure. I've been with this person, that person, that person, this person. That's cool. There can be some people that it's just too heavy to bear.
Right.
No, I think women need to understand.
I'm not agreeing with everything you're saying, but I think the part I do agree is there would be some past partners if you have some sort of relationship, or maybe just know about that person where you're like, no, thanks. I don't want to be with you because you're with that person. And I think there's some women like that. Like, you were with her?
Yeah, you're judging her personality. Like, well, how could you? That is a poor choice. Are you going to make other poor choices in life?
I don't think people consider that at all.
That's not what I'm saying. I see it as more of like, there's certain people that I know that I would never want to be with their ex because we're too close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
So I would need to know that.
But Jared, you don't think if you asked a past girlfriend or something, and she said, you were with that guy. For instance, let's say Anna, you found out she was doing it with Hugs for like a year.
Why do you always have to take our people?
It hurts, doesn't it?
Well, how about the football team running a train on your wife? I mean, come on.
I'm just trying to give you an analogy.
I have one.
Okay.
One time when I was single, after meeting Anna, I went out with somebody that also went out with somebody that she dated. And one of her exes. It just somehow ran into the small world. A name was brought up. I'm like, wait, is it so and so?
Hold on. Okay.
I went on a date with somebody. After I met Anna and we weren't together.
Okay.
Right. And during the course of just a first date, we're just talking about, you know, past relationships. And when you're in my situation, exes and stuff come up.
Sure.
This first date lady mentioned a name. I said, is that so and so? And they said, how do you know? I said, he used to be date my ex.
Mm.
And when she told me that, I lost all interest in, not that I said I had a lot, in ever talking to, because that situation, that I know that I don't even be in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's caused problems with our relationship in the past, and I don't want anything to do with it.
That's an indirect way, though, because you're, this is the other way is judging how could Anna or whoever, how could she possibly choose to be with that guy? That guy is a horrible person.
Yeah, no, it kind of goes along with that.
Yeah, but it's indirectly because it's not immediately with Anna. You know, you're talking about, because you were with Anna even though you knew about this guy. But I didn't know about it at first.
I knew about it down the road.
Would you have changed your mind with Anna if you knew that she was with that other guy?
That's a tough question. I don't know. That's too hard because I would know all the ins and outs.
True.
If I knew it would cause problems, then probably not. But then how do you know that? I mean, you don't know that at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But once I heard it from somebody else, I'm like, you know, I don't even want to be involved because it's going to be extra drama because it's already, I don't want that situation. There's nothing against that lady, and she didn't do anything wrong. It's just that I know that's coming with, that's already coming with stuff that I don't need.
But
and about, on a first date, you can make the decision.
You can make that decision along the first dates or so. But there, it's like that is the red flag that does it, but people overlook a million other red flags that they don't care anything about.
Cam Newton's on record for saying about red flags. He says, you know, he sees so many red flags. It's like six flags, and he's along for the ride.
Right.
Because usually the girls with the red flags are more fun.
So this is just his make
it or
break
it. I'm not going to slam him because he's had a messy past. He can still be right about
certain things. I don't necessarily think it's been messy. He has six children with one woman.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys would know better than me. Being
I know he has a bunch of kids. I just don't know who his baby mommies, baby mamas are.
It does seem that it's like it's a very hard and fast rule for someone who does have maybe, if you're going to say, a messy past.
And if he's not sharing his... then that's messed up.
Which, but Matt brings up a good point, is that you can Google it. Now, not everybody's going to be on there.
No, you wouldn't know, like, his night out with the boys, and you wouldn't know all the one-night stands. You would just know relationships.
Mm-hmm. And, but, like, I think in that case, I would, if I were dating Cam Newton and we were having this interview, as it seems, I would say, and did you cheat on any of them? Were you seeing some, you know, because then those you're right. Questions. Those are things that you would want to know.
Yeah. You might, yeah. But, it's very good. I like the discussion about it.
Yeah. I mean, he could stop with the baby. He could stop with that. That's like more, you know, it's like, it has nothing to do with my ego. I'm not a narcissist.
And then the next thing is like, well, my ego can't.
My ego is, and I can't. It's too heavy. Himself. Yes, a lot.
He dresses the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland.